John Sweeney was 11 years old when he began as a boarder at the elite Fessenden School in West Newton in the late 60s. He says there he was drugged and sexually assaulted by assistant headmaster Arthur Claridge, an event that's still vivid to him almost 50 years later.
I have nightmares all the time. The worst is when they go into flashbacks. The flashbacks are really devastating to me because I can actually go back to that night.
He says back then, children were seldom taken at their word, even by those closest to them.
The next day, I called my mom. And because she was so enamored with this Harvard piece of you-know-what, she didn't believe me.
He went next to the headmaster of the old boys' school.
He said, "Come now, Johnny, come now. You're making this up. You've got a vivid imagination."
Sweeney sits in the living room of his home in New London to give his account. With him, two other Fessenden alumni who have their own stories to tell. Adrian Hooper attended the school in the early 60s and says he was subjected to repeated sexual abuse.
It was a nightmare living there. I remember calling my parents and begging them to take me home. And they just thought, I was just homesick. But I was more than homesick. I needed to get the hell out of there.
John Sweeney has been campaigning on this issue for several years, publishing his claims on his website, collecting the stories of other victims and of those who remember witnessing abuse. John Parker says he wasn't personally harmed at the school, but he spoke out for the first time of events he witnessed years ago at Fessenden as an 8-year-old boy. He told the story of one afternoon when he went searching for a friend in a dorm room building.
As I walk in, I turn and I see Arthur Claridge in bed, naked, with this kid. So Claridge was behind him, and they're both facing me. No blankets on, nothing. From head to ankle is what I saw.
Claridge and another Fessenden teacher, James Dolman, were arrested in connection with paedophilia in 1977, accused of having sex with boys at a home in Revere. Claridge is now in his 80s and living in Florida. He admitted to paying for sex with underage boys off campus, but has always denied the accusations of abuse at the school. And for years, Fessenden also maintained that school authorities were not aware of the abuse. Only in 2011 did the school reach out to alumni to speak about the stories. Authorities at Fessenden issued a statement to WNPR saying the school has acknowledged and apologised for abuses that took place decades ago and offered counselling to anyone who was harmed. Sweeney and Hooper are now among 11 former Fessenden students represented by Mitchell Garabedian, whose Boston law practice specialises in pursuing the perpetrators of child sex abuse. They cannot bring a criminal case against the alleged perpetrators because the statute of limitations has run out. But Sweeney says he's hopeful he can prove the school knew about the misconduct and covered it up, something that's termed fraudulent concealment.
We have to abolish the statute of limitations for child sex abuse because it murders the souls of children like me.
And for the hundreds of Connecticut kids who have been sent to the Fessenden School over the decades, John Parker had this message.
I believe there's a lot of you out there, like myself, that witnessed things, saw things. You know what? It's your responsibility to come forward here.
Sweeney and Hooper's stories are just some of those featured in a recent investigation by the Boston Globe's Spotlight team, which took a wide-ranging look at sex abuse allegations in independent schools in New England. The Fessenden School's headmaster, David Statler, wrote again to the school community on May 5th of this year, saying the school is resolute in its commitment to protect its students. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.